From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 5th, 2019. This is a revised repeat of an episode from July 2014. This week, that excerpt of Little Brown Bats Eating Mosquitoes by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia, opens an episode about a large, diverse group of insects, some of whose sounds you probably hate to hear on a summer day or night. Have a listen for about 30 seconds to three kinds of mystery sounds, distinguishable among various other nature sounds, and see if you can guess this group of insects. And here's a hint. Water rhymes with swatter. If you guessed flies, you're right. You heard, first, the buzzing of one of several species commonly called gnats. Second, the buzzing of a deer fly. And third, the whine of a mosquito. Scientists include these and many other insect species in the taxonomic order of dipterans, or true flies, characterized primarily by having only two wings as adults. True flies have a life cycle of complete metamorphosis through four stages: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. While most true fly species are terrestrial, for many species, in fact about 3,500 species in North America, a watery environment is required for the larva and pupa stages of their life cycle. The aquatic habitat for some species is a moist or wet area on land. Other species develop in streams, ponds, or other water bodies. Perhaps the most well-known true fly water connection is mosquitoes breeding in all kinds of standing water, from salt marshes to water-filled tree holes to discarded tires. Deer flies buzzing, mosquitoes biting and transmitting disease, gnats swarming. For these and other behaviors, many true flies are truly hard to like. But one can at least appreciate two important ecological roles played by true flies: recycling nutrients by breaking down various materials, from manure on land to leaves in streams, and providing food for bats, birds, fish, frogs, and other animals. In vast numbers in water, on land, and in the air, true flies have vast impacts. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's music. And we close with a few more seconds of Little Brown Bats Eating Mosquitoes. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.